皆さんこんばんは。火曜日6時はラジオカフェシンクタンクジャーナルの時間です。パーソナリティ中野タムスです。この番組は株式会社トライオン、財団法人異文化コミュニケーション財団のご協力でお送りいたします。世界は広く、日本京都は深い、そんな京都の思いを京都のラジオカフェのリスナーの皆さんのみならずインターネットラジオを通じて、世界中の方に聞いていただきたいと思います。この番組にはたまに、海外からのゲストをお迎えしているんですけれども、本日は、アメリカのワシントン DC、でもかれこれですねアメリカで、半世紀以上50年以上住んでおられる日系、沖縄生まれの、ドクター、ビクター・オーキム先生にですねこのスタジオに来ていただいております。英語でちょっとやっていきたいと思いますので、世界中の方に聞いていただきたいと思いますので、できるだけシンプルな英語で、オーキム先生にお話しいただきたいと思います。ドクターオーキム、I'm so pleased to invite you to Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much for the invitation. I'm very extremely happy to be with you. And it is my great pleasure.
Thank you very much. How many times did you visit to Kyoto?
This is my second time.
Second time?
About 20 years ago,I was here.
This morning you came to Kyoto again.
Yes.
After 20 years.
Correct. But I don't remember too much 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. I just remember train station and a couple places. Today I came back. It is exciting
to visit the center of Kyoto.
Yes.
Were you born in Okinawa?And you went to University of Hawaii to study and to get a PhD at one of the universities in the United States. And you have been staying in the United States more than half century.
Right. I was born in Okinawa before the World War II. I experienced the World War II in Okinawa, so-called the Battle of Okinawa.
Yes.
Then I was able to go to United States to study, but I stopped by Hawaii first. So I attended the University of Hawaii for 4 years.
When was that? That was
1959 and graduated 1964. Then I got my degree in political science or international relations. Then from there I went on to San Francisco.
Yes.
Then I studied theology and philosophy, which was a seminary.
Yes.
In Japanese, probably called Shingakko.
Yeah, Shingakko, yes.
So I was able to understand the kachikan of the United States.
Value of the United States.
Yeah. That called the value system. And then it was very wonderful to see the Judeo-Christian traditions, which means Judaico and Christokyo, which is very important for the American thinking or the Western society. And so I was able to study them. From there on, I went to Indiana University.
Yes.
I was a graduate student. And I got two masters. One is the linguistics.
Yes.
The other one is the library science.
I see.
Then I worked for a university library for 9-10 years.
Chicago?
Indiana University,
next to Illinois.
And then from there, I went to Washington, D.C. First, I went to University of Maryland.
Yes.
And then I studied at Catholic University in Washington, D.C. That was another area where I was interested in. And then I had a one-year leave from the Catholic University in Washington. Then I went to Boston to study my doctorate. That was 1982. Japanese, the management system is very attractive.
Probably it's famous for theory debt between the Japanese management system and the United States.
So my dissertation, Hakase Lombun, is a study of Japanese system management, whether you can apply that in the United States.
Oh, it's excellent.
So I found out the American reactions of the American business people.
You are right person to explain the difference between the American character and Japanese character.
That is because I was born in Japan and stayed there for 23 years.
23 years.
Then I went to United States. Now 51 years.
Are you American or are you Japanese?
I am born in Japan, I have a U.S. citizenship.
So yes. You're officially you are American.
I am American. Uh-huh. I have a U.S. passport.
I see.
So I am an American, mm-hmm. but I can speak Japanese, mm-hmm. and I can speak English, mm-hmm. but I've been there in mm-hmm. the United States the last 51 years.
I see.
So it's much better for me uh-huh. and feel comfortable to speak in English. Uh-huh. And if I try to speak Japanese, mm-hmm. maybe I'm not
No, your Japanese is perfect, but now I rather want to speak English. Uh-huh. So as you are Americans, what is the expression about Japan or Kyoto?
Kyoto is a very attractive cultural town, mm-hmm. most Americans think. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you look at gardens, Japanese mm-hmm. gardens, mm-hmm. and the structure of the temples,
yes.
you feel that ancient or mm-hmm. old are the beautiful image of Japan. Mm-hmm. But if you go to Tokyo, mm-hmm. you have skyscrapers. And Koso Kenchiku, so it looks mm-hmm. like a modern society. Mm-hmm. You don't feel like a past connection to the ancient mm-hmm. or the culture mm-hmm. of the past.
Do you think which do you like as average Americans, Kyoto style or Tokyo style?
I think young people mm-hmm. may be thinking like Tokyo is more comfortable.
So more sophisticated. Or
not so much sophisticated, but it's just like a similar. Uh-huh. But if you go to Kyoto, mm-hmm. there are so many traditions, mm-hmm. and then there is a kind of like you have to respect the mm-hmm. culture. Mm-hmm. So maybe it may be difficult, but the scholars, mm-hmm. people who understand Japan, mm-hmm. they appreciate more mm-hmm. the Kyoto mm-hmm. town mm-hmm. and the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. I think the image of Kyoto, when I was staying in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. and the Kyoto Protocol and the global environment issue quite popular. If I say I come from Kyoto, many people imagine, oh, you are environmentalist, you know, the global environment issue.
Yeah, because the language,
yes.
they call Kyoto Protocol.
Protocol.
So that time, Clinton was the president, mm-hmm. and then Gore mm-hmm. was vice president.
Yeah.
And Gore
received Nobel Prize.
Right.
His prize.
Yeah. He received Nobel Prize, mm-hmm. not so much because of Kyoto Protocol.
Kyoto Protocol.
But it's more toward his concern about the environment, uh-huh. trying to improve. So he's been working for many years now, uh-huh. trying to promote uh-huh. the consciousness
I see.
Of the nuclear issues.
I see. Anyway, I met Dr. Kim when I was staying in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. I was attending the symposium seminar on Brookings Institution. So you have been attending many, many think tanks and locating in Washington, D.C. So now today's topic is, could you please describe what is a think tank in Washington, D.C.?
Okay. It's very interesting that in Washington, we have about more than 20 think tanks. Mm-hmm. Those are kind of people, scholars get together mm-hmm. and study the issues or current issues mm-hmm. or any kind of issues. Mm-hmm. And then the U.S. system mm-hmm. of the government mm-hmm. is the many congressmen, mm-hmm. senators, mm-hmm. like to know what's going on, mm-hmm. but they don't have expertise. Mm-hmm. So the think tank people mm-hmm. to study issues about the society, the international relations, they write papers, mm-hmm. they issue reports. Mm-hmm. So the think tanks, their activities are very attractive and mm-hmm. important. Mm-hmm. in terms of understanding mm-hmm. all the
to
issues.
To prepare the long-term views or visions?
Sometimes kind of like visions of the future, sometimes uh-huh. the past, what happened, uh-huh. and then current issues. Uh-huh. So depending on what kind of issues they study, there are many types of uh-huh. the think tanks in uh-huh. the United States.
History is a mirror to show the right. future.
Right. Uh-huh. So my feeling is I've been attending many think tank sessions. Uh-huh. Sometimes Japanese scholars come, mm-hmm. they explain their views about mm-hmm. What's happening in Japan. Uh-huh. So We are interested in, please give us information.
I see, to share the views.
Right, which makes a kind of, let us kind of like understanding what's happening everywhere. But it's sort of like an exchange of ideas. Think tank is basically where you come together.
Come together.
And then scholars or researchers or specialists express their opinions. Then we ask questions. And then they reply. And then this will be kind of like an exchange of ideas. The think tank is very important if you are trying to understand. So you can go to these sessions. They give you free lectures. You don't have to pay anything. But they will welcome you.
Yeah, that's right.
So you, Mr. Nakano has been, was in Washington maybe like 4 or 5 years.
More than that. It's about 2002 to 2007 or 8. Five years.
So I remember he was very active.
Thank you very much.
I remember attending many seminars with him. And so very impressed.
No, you are quite active. And probably you are first person to raise a question. And I follow you, and the second one, I just ask a question. And you said that there are 20 or 30 think tanks in Washington, D.C. In detail. What kind of think tank? What's the name of
just
think tank?
Just a few of them.
Right wing and left wing and so on.
Yeah, some of them are very conservative groups.
Yes.
One of the representative think tank the dealing with a conservative issue.
Conservative issue is to talk about more military issue.
Not so much military, but orientation.
Orientation.
So therefore, military issues become conservative means to maintain the U.S. Superiority.
Yeah.
They don't like to cooperate.
Yeah, and the religion as well.
Right, religion, so forth. Then you have a kind of mid group, which is kind of neutral.
What is a right wing the think tank? What's the name of the right wing, most right wing think tank
they
in Washington?
I think you probably know, but I think there are a couple of them. But one of the is a Heritage Foundation.
Heritage Foundation, related to President Reagan.
Right. When during the Reagan, this organization prepared many papers.
Yes.
And gave to Reagan administration.
Yes.
So they are kind of agreeable in terms of policies. So they were very prominent at that time. But when Reagan left, and somebody like Carter and so forth, before Reagan was Carter, so he deals with issues more liberal.
I see.
So other think tanks, mostly academia, meaning the people and the university professors, they're trying to understand, can take a neutral ground, not so much conservative.
So Heritage Foundation getting to the more neutral?
No.
Than before, Heritage maintained the conservative one?
I think they can maintain continuously because they like to keep all the politicians and the scholars dealing with all those issues from the conservative point of view.
I see.
However, like Brookings, and then also Wilson Center, Woodrow Wilson Center.
Yes.
They are very much involved in more liberal side or not so much conservative issue. So if you want to invite scholars from all over the world, and the Wilson Center is called the Center for International Scholars. So many scholars come to study, and they after study their report, prepared, and then present to the public. So that's kind of more in my judgment, it's more neutral or more liberal.
In my view, right-wing think tank is a Heritage Foundation and American Enterprise Institute, and left-wing or liberals, I was saying, in, in the Brookings, and New American Foundation is a liberal, isn't it?
Yes.
And the Center for American Progress related to Democrats is a liberal. And the neutral one is, as you mentioned, the Woodrow Wilson Center.
Right.
Wilson is a former president of the United States
That's correct.
Also president of Princeton University.
That's correct.
And the CSIS, Center for International CS Study,
Strategic in international
Studies.
Right.
Yeah. Is it a neutral, a little bit right?
I would say that people involved in the CSIS are mostly scholars and politicians, but their views more toward the central, toward a little bit more right.
Talk about my international affairs.
Right. But very, very influential, very important.
In addition to these think tanks and several university based on Washington, D.C. has a kind of activity of think tanks. George Washington University or American University has a function of think tanks. Right.
That's correct. Because the university is a place where we exchange ideas. Many scholars come study and then express and then present the papers. And then so you can see that like, universities maintain more neutral position. They don't take sides. But give you opportunities.
Dr. Oh Kim, I'd like to take a break a little bit and to listen to the music from Hawaii.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a ride to the Isles North Side through the winding ironwood trees. But be sure to take care, no one follows you there as you drift along on the breeze. For if anyone knew where I'm taking you to, they'd surely never depart. The magical coast that I love the most, dearest and dearest.
ラジオカフェシンクタンクジャーナルパーソナリティ保つ中野 Today we are speaking English and today's guest is Dr. Victor O'Kim from Washington DC. He has been staying in the United States more than half century. And now Dr. O'Kim, and as you stay in Hawaii, Honolulu many, many years ago, how do you like this music?
I can feel something very close, but it's a little bit modernized, I feel.
Modernized.
Right. When I was there, you know, many years ago, almost 50 years ago.
50 years ago.
It was very classical.
I see.
The Hawaiian song. But this gives me a little bit modernized.
About 15 years ago, I stayed in Honolulu for 2 years and stayed in the Eastway Center, which is a government-owned think tank.
Right.
Yeah. And Hawaii is a wonderful place, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I, in fact, got married in Hawaii.
You are wearing Hawaiian aloha shirts.
Yes. But you say that East-West Center was established by the State Department.
That's right.
And then it was attached to the University of Hawaii. And that was during the Cold War. So the U.S. government was concerned how to deal with the confrontation between the West and the Soviet and the democratic institutions or democratic countries.
Yes.
So I think in Soviet Russia at that time, they had a friendship university in Moscow. And then State Department Kennedy thought about something.
Friendship university in Moscow and to promote the idea of communism.
Right.
Yeah, and East Bay Center and promote the idea
democracy.
Of democracy.
Right.
See.
So they invite students from the Asia and then many, Asian countries, and so they come to study, sometimes from Europe as well. And then they study democracy for 1 year. And then they have a free to travel United States for one more year. And then they go back to their countries and then trying to kind of promote the democracy and so forth. So that was kind of ideological.
Communist containment policy, isn't it?
Yes.
Promoted by George Kennan.
Correct, correct.
Yeah, that's right. We are the first part, we are talking about the think tank in Washington, D.C. And as you know, I worked with the United Nations and worked with a think tank in Washington, D.C. Now, my dream, and after coming back to Kyoto, I'd like to establish Japanese-style, Oriental-style think tank in Kyoto. Could you please give advice how to establish a think tank in Kyoto?
I think it's a wonderful idea. In Japan, of course, there are many universities.
Yes.
And there are many people who are interested in international relations or promoting the exchange of ideas. And then, as you say, that you have experience already in the United States looking at the think tank, attending those activities. In Kyoto, as I see it, now, I just saw many people in the Starbucks and so forth, and Americans. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they are interested in mm-hmm. expressing their ideas.
I see.
So you have students here mm-hmm. meeting scholars and so forth coming from other countries. Uh-huh. So you give opportunities uh-huh. to them uh-huh. to express their ideas. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Not so much you yourself to uh-huh. give the ideas.
I see.
You collect uh-huh. the ideas and uh-huh. then present them uh-huh. to give the exchange of ideas uh-huh. and promote that. Uh-huh. Then the Kyoto becomes very important. The fostering the new ideas.
Yes.
So that way you can contribute uh-huh. to the world uh-huh. and then other people become more interested to come to Kyoto.
It's a real intercultural communication.
Correct.
And Kyoto has a magnet to attract right. the many foreigners. And we Japanese want to provide our own view to the world. We mm-hmm. are relatively, in general, we are very shy. Mm-hmm. But it's very important to share the view mm-hmm. with the foreigners and mm-hmm. Beijing and Kyoto. Mm-hmm. And good character for Japanese is we know how to harmonize mm-hmm. between the Western culture, civilization, and the Eastern culture, civilization. Mm-hmm. So Kyoto is the right place mm-hmm. to share the view.
I think so too. But if you look at the Meiji Isshin, mm-hmm. the Western mm-hmm. The technology mm-hmm. was so advanced that mm-hmm. time. The Japanese trying to catch up, mm-hmm. but Japan already well established.
Yes.
So I think you may be able to give mm-hmm. to the West mm-hmm. your ideas. Mm-hmm. And so that this will be a wonderful, the communication area becomes mm-hmm. important. Mm-hmm. Because the communication, there is a value system. Mm-hmm. So if I understand, Americans say yes or no very clearly.
Yeah.
But
we have a lot of gray zones.
Right. You have a kind of like a kind of neutral position. You don't want to say too much. Mm-hmm. For if you look at the United States, like for example, Obama, mm-hmm. he's a president.
Yes.
But he's a black president.
Yes.
And there is a very new feelings in the United States. Mm-hmm. But a lot of students and then many politicians, they express their ideas very clearly to the public. So some even one high school student can stand up and say,
one of the weak points the Japanese is that we don't know how to express our views. Mm-hmm. The American has a kind of a special technique or talent how to express. Could you please give advice to the Japanese audience how to, the best way, secret, to present our views in public?
I think important thing is Americans wants to know what you think.
What you think?
Rather than uh-huh. just to be polite way, uh-huh. not saying too much.
I see.
But in Japan, we have a deshabaru, uh-huh. which is not good, uh-huh. because that means you're trying to show off. But the America, you have to express uh-huh. so that other people can understand. Uh-huh. Otherwise, they think you are stupid or you don't have anything in brain. Uh-huh. So I think in terms of communications, I think Japanese will be very polite. They won't say too much. Uh-huh. So therefore, I think maybe they can learn from the West. Not uh-huh. necessarily that's a good word or uh-huh. bad, uh-huh. but at least in terms of communications, uh-huh. in terms of exchange ideas, uh-huh. I think maybe in my judgment.
Mm-hmm. We must express our views in English. And also, please explain how to improve English.
I think
how to speak English.
Good part of English is the very straightforward.
Straightforward?
Yes. For example, it has to be yes or no. Uh-huh. So you say, like, for example, you say, I like this. Uh-huh. And then Japanese say, so desu ne. That means you're not sure.
Yeah.
So they are hesitant. Mm-hmm. The reason is that that's polite. You don't want to say too clearly.
During the school days, we learn only English grammar.
Right. Uh-huh. So English grammar, because we learn the language from books. Mm-hmm. Books give you the format.
Yes.
And then you follow the rules. Mm-hmm. So in order to follow, you think before you speak.
I see.
So therefore,
right.
you hesitate.
Yeah.
And because you wonder whether mm-hmm. that's correct or yeah. not. But my advice is, don't worry. Part of communication mm-hmm. is how you feel. Mm-hmm. And they may not be grammatically correct, mm-hmm. but you can express yourself. Mm-hmm. So sometimes say, I like this book, mm-hmm. which means I is the subject,
yeah.
next is the verb, and then object. But you can change around.
See.
So you can say, this book uh-huh. I like.
I see.
So how do you feel? Uh-huh. I like this uh-huh. book. Uh-huh. This book I uh-huh. like.
Yeah.
I think second uh-huh. one is uh-huh. a different...
Native speaker like American is not honest to the grammar, isn't it? Also Japanese.
Right.
Also, when we are speaking in Japanese language, we are a lot of making mistakes yeah. in grammar. So if... As you mentioned, the most important thing is to think first.
Right.
And when I get up in the morning and to go to bed, just we are speaking a lot of Japanese and mm-hmm. grammatical lot of mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So we just translate that mm-hmm. one into English from Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
So I can express our views.
What I feel is this. Sometimes the language is a natural process.
Yes.
Instead of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So as you experience mm-hmm. and practice and living together
yes.
or living in that country mm-hmm. or the culture,
mm-hmm.
you naturally develop your skills to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody in the United States,
mm-hmm.
they can speak English,
mm-hmm.
but maybe levels, quality, mm-hmm.
yes.
their words maybe
yeah.
all different.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids, mm-hmm. I have two grandchildren.
Yes.
The one is a 6 years old boy and 8 years old girl, and I deal with them. I take it to the library and
yes.
study together.
Mm-hmm.
Now they don't understand the vocabulary. I mean, they don't know the rules mm-hmm. of the grammar. However,
mm-hmm.
they speak very
mm-hmm.
fluently.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my judgment, this is a natural environment. So you don't have to worry too much about grammar,
mm-hmm.
but trying to express how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And that maybe leads you
mm-hmm.
to more kind of natural interactions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it was wonderful and to meet you, Washington, D.C. And I guess I met many scholars and people in Washington, D.C. You are one of the best persons.
No, I enjoy having you there because you are very young, very active. And then as I saw you, I learned so much from you because you had a grand design for the international relations.
Yeah.
And I was very impressed.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't have a detailed one, but I have a grand design, it's true. So this morning you came to Kyoto and just I asked you to Radio Cafe and to talk, and this was wonderful discussion topics. And also I like to ask you, please visit Radio Cafe when you visit Kyoto.
Thanks.
Next year or 2 years later and so on. And also please listen to this radio through internet radio, and please introduce your friend, think tank friend, and to your friend and about think tank Radio Cafe.
I think it's wonderful, so I'm so glad, and thank you very much for this opportunity, and I'll be glad to do whatever I can when I go back to Washington.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Dr. Okemura.
This is my pleasure.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
So long.